The American Medical Association is considering an idea that was once unthinkable, allowing the sale of human organs for transplant. Commentator Merrill Matthews says the notion isn't as shocking as it sounds.
There are some 79,000 people waiting for a transplant, but only some 23,000 transplants are performed annually because of a shortage of usable organs. As a result, about 5,800 people die each year while on the waiting list. What doctors are facing is a supply and demand problem. Normally, when demand for an item is high but the supply is low, the price goes up. However, prices can't go up for human organs because a 1984 law prohibits, quote, any person to knowingly acquire, receive, or otherwise transfer any human organ for valuable consideration for use in human transplantation. As a result, the only legal motive for a person donating an organ is altruism. A wealthy organ recipient can't even pay the burial cost of a poor deceased donor. Of course, that's not to say money doesn't change hands. Many doctors have profited handsomely from performing transplant operations, even as most of them condemn the notion that donors or their estates be allowed to receive some compensation. However, so many people are dying for lack of a transplantable organ that the medical community is beginning to reconsider the ethical issues and its historic opposition to selling them. The problem has been to find an ethically acceptable form of incentive or compensation that doesn't conjure up notions of Frankenstein's monster or people selling their body parts to the highest bidder. How about this idea? Some years ago, Dr. Robert Sade of the Medical University of South Carolina, along with some of his colleagues, proposed an in-kind market for organs. Every adult would have the opportunity to join a nationwide pool of organ donors. All you would have to do is give permission to have your own organs removed at death. Only those willing to donate their organs would be permitted to receive an organ if they needed one. Those who declined to enroll in the program but ended up needing an organ would receive the best available medical care short of a transplant. A membership pool would provide an incentive for people to donate their organs at death and lead to an immediate increase in the number of organs available. Of course, not everyone's organs would be suitable for transplant, but even the unsuitable ones could be used in medical research. What the concept of a donor pool does is refocus the ethical issue away from whether it's right to be compensated for an organ. Rather, it asks whether those who need an organ should be allowed to receive one if they are unwilling to donate their own. Or, to paraphrase a more traditional and well-accepted ethical standard, are you willing to do for others what you would have them do unto you?
Merrill Matthews is a visiting scholar with the Institute for Policy Innovation in Dallas.